This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies.
But we'd really like you to listen on the radio.
You guys are actually, I'll just be frank with you, you're letting us down.
Yeah, that's the one.
We had a fun conversation.
Got to stop watching Theo Vaughn or whatever you watch on YouTube.
We had a fun conversation. And you know what? I feel like it'll be fun to bring this up on the air because it did make me laugh.
Radio
so
insider.
My buddy Tom Doyle sent me a text, I don't know, a week ago or something. And he says, hey, got a friend of mine, good friend of mine, and his son is interested in what you do. And his son, Jesse, is here. He's at Coastal Carolina, and he's got his own radio show there, and he's interested in journalism, whatever. He said, could he come watch you do the show?
Yeah, sure.
I said, sure. So he comes with his dad, and EB, during the break, made me laugh so hard because, and I'm going to put him on the spot, he said, I've never met a guy who knows less about our show, and it's a blow to EB's ego. Well, he's like, this guy's from Rockville.
Yeah.
He looks like a sports fan. He's like,
how
he actually looks like the prototypical.
Years, yeah. Yeah.
He looks like the prototypical right. Junkies so
he
listener.
He has an awareness. Right. You've heard of the Junkies.
Oh, I listen to you guys all the time.
It's impossible.
He says he listens all the time, but he's asking questions like, true. How did you start?
Yeah.
Yeah. What time are you on the air?
Do you guys start at 5 a.m.?
Yeah, that's nice.
I mean, like, it's just not true. It's fine. Listen.
You know, that could be a typical question if he's listening at 8 o'clock.
Sure.
Maybe he's missed the Junkies backstory.
Holes.
I don't know.
You could poke holes, but my general premise is, this guy has a vague awareness, and I don't expect people to all like the show. In fact, believe me, I've never felt more hated in my life. Okay? I'm in a dark place in my life.
One Jason revelation. Now this.
Well, my golf swing, I've lost it a little bit. It's upset me. But I'm in a dark place right now. But I don't expect people to all like the show. People, right. Hate, I get trolled like you never. My own producers troll me routinely, you know.
But if we put him on a lie detector,
I do. Worked long and hard enough for there to be a higher level of awareness.
Yeah.
That's all I say.
I
don't expect you to like it.
I expect you
to know when we're on.
Hold up. We put you in a lie detector. He says he listens all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I think he would
flawed.
Fail.
He's flawed. Do you know any of those guys' names?
Draft.
Which one?
Yeah,
so what about the other guy?
Hold on. What's the name of their podcast?
No, that's fine.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. He's throwing it out there.
He's a P3.
Yeah. He is. Yeah. Maybe it's
you just moved the goalpost. He had a field goal. And just moved it.
All right. Did he let you in the door, right? Somebody said draft t-shirt. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. I get it.
No, I went down and actually.
You know, hey, tell him to give me my email back. I told him I'd listen to
anyway,
the show.
Anyway, I thought it was funny because when they went into the production studio,
it's just demoralizing.
EB kind of looked at Cakes and I, and Drab was in here, and he's like, Never met a guy who's less aware of our show.
Yeah.
He looks like he would be bread and butter in our audience.
You look like a P100. Like, you listen, he 100. Looks,
right? If you had to take a picture or draw a picture of this guy is a typical junkie.
He's
middle aged,
he's a
bald guy.
But God created our 9 listeners. They all look like you.
Like, if he was at,
somehow you're not one of them.
If he was at, like, the police station, it's the one had to identify a junk's listener.
I point right at him.
Can the cameras grab him somehow? Can the guy at Monumental find a way to remotely move it?
The guy is
a classic P1.
Yeah. Yes.
If I saw you, I'd hide from you because I would think you'd want a picture or something.
Yeah.
And he has no awareness of the show. Zero. It's just shocking.
I know I get killed for telling the origin story, but he said, how did you start the show?
Now I know why you tell it all the time.
Yeah.
And then he said, what time did you start?
Yeah. It's just,
maybe we would start at 5 a.m. or 5:30.
Of course, you could make that unique at 5 a.m.
Yes, the replay.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that. They call in. Believe me, the phones are ringing all 5 a.m. hour.
I just feel like,
how come they're not ringing at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m.? We're actually here and talking into the mics.
I listen to Adam. He takes a million calls. We talk about the most popular Commanders topic, and we'll get one guy who wants to say something about Jeremy Chinn. I mean, it's crazy.
What are you talking about? I already lost my paper. We dubbed somebody the caller of the month.
In case
who was
you can't
that?
Tell.
It wasn't Little. It was the guy who called before Little.
Whoever. I've already forgotten him.
Craig.
We're deep in our fields today. And if you haven't been able to tell yet.
It's just annoying. It's even annoying when I go home and, you know, in my own family, like, they're just all in their YouTube stuff. And I mean, everyone's in everyone is in a media that we're not in.
Right.
Like, that we don't excel in.
Right.
Yeah. Valdez, you should probably talk to Jesse, because Jesse is, right now, freshman. Journalism major.
Change your major. That's our advice.
No. You can change it, and then radio can be a hobby, and then they'll just hire you for your hobby.
Yeah.
That would actually be my life advice for you, is change. Because I was a journalism major, and look at me.
He's a cautionary tale.
This is like foolhardy dream. We got lucky.
Yeah.
We're not even that good, but we're lucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
You won't be so lucky. Become a finance bro. Do some shady stuff and make money.
Yeah, buy Bitcoin.
Yeah, what do you think learning grammar did for me?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. You're
decent in Jeopardy.
This is a lost art. No one cares. Yeah.
Media law means jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, these guys did not expect this to happen when they came in today.
You can still change.
Wait, freshman? Plenty of time.
Oh. Yeah, freshman.
They told us the average freshman changes their major 3 times.
Yeah. You know what? Quit the show. You got a radio show, right? Quit it. Become a finance
pro. No, keep the show. That's his hobby.
It. Yeah, hobby. Huh? It's good
hobby.
Hobby.
Do it as a hobby.
But the journalism major, every year they say less and less people buy newspapers, even look at articles.
Newspapers.
People don't look at stuff.
Nobody,
they look at a tweet.
Newspapers in 2025.
All anything in our industry is doing is collapsing.
Do you know what journalism is? Is they find tweets online about something and put it in the New York Post.
Right.
That's an article nowadays.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been very fortunate. We made just enough to jump over the cliff, and whatever happens, we'll be fine. But it's coming to an end.
Yeah. You're not going to be Bob Woodward. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
You think he knows who Bob Woodward
is? No, exactly. And that proves my point.
Yeah. Well, let's be real. He's going to Coastal Carolina.
Oh, he's joking.
Why is Jonah on the shit? It's clear.
I mean, come on.
They've got a silly top 25.
He's bringing up somebody
program.
That won a Pulitzer.
What do they have a top 25? What?
Football program. Their football program's good.
Cakes.
Top 25.
It has been.
Cakes. I'm willing to make a blind wager. I'm going to guess that nobody from Coastal Carolina has ever won a Pulitzer Prize.
I don't know. I have no idea. Couldn't tell.
Looking at me, yeah. He's like, no. Way.
Yeah. They probably can't even spell Pulitzer Prize, let alone win one.
Can I actually?
Anyway, maybe we need some callers to pump us up because we're like a.
I don't want to pity.
I want JP Finley co-signing something.
Okay. I have a master's in journalism. Okay. Beyond worthless.
Yeah.
There you go.
Joke.
Honestly, it's the best thing you could ever
do. It's a wake-up call for young Jesse today.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, in some respects, master's in journalism, he's a success story.
Of course, he's an outlier. I mean, JP is a huge outlier. It's a stupid degree. Had nothing to do with it.
Hey, my commencement speaker at the Philip Merrill School of Journalism, his opening line, and I'll never forget my father's face when he said, "Your child will never make millions of dollars." And my dad's face collapsed.
Like what I put him through college for. All right, Awad's on the line. He wants to chime in. Oh, of course, you can listen to him after MP on the mic. We talked to Michael Phillips earlier in the show. Hey, we're getting the whole 910 The Fan lineup.
Apparently so.
Awad, what's good?
What's going on, boys? How are you doing today?
What's up, Awad?
Were you listening?
No.
Drab told me, Evie's right. Talking about the death of radio? What are you talking about, man?
It's kind of dying.
Never been hotter in Washington, D.C., because the Commanders are commanding the town right now, Evie.
If I told you how horrible we did during the Commanders' run, you'd be stunned.
And I want to give you some advice on that, Evie. I think you need to be more positive. This is the first time we've had success in 30 years. None of this Cliff Kingsbury on the cliff talk here. He's been the best OC in the last 25 years that we've had. Let's keep it positive. Everything positive. Talk about this team possibly winning the Super Bowl or contending for it or playing for an NFC championship and winning the damn division. And that's how you open up the phone lines. If you think the Commanders are going to win, you call in right now.
Yeah,
EB is a little,
he listened to you on Saturday, I guess, and said, man, Adam's taking a lot of calls. What's the secret sauce? Is it just the positivity?
One of the things I used to love about Adam is he would talk about how no one ever called his show. Right. And that just tickled me so much because I know how hard it is to do a one-man show and get no calls.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
And that made me chuckle, him struggling. Now he's killing it. And we can't get a call if we gave away free sex.
And we've done that before. Well, Bunny Ranch.
EB.
Yeah.
Look, I really think I learned something from you, and maybe you've slipped up here and taken your hand off the wheel. The reason I'm getting so many calls is because of my bedside manner. These callers get butt sized for me. They think they're hanging out with their best friend. I'm sizing them up. Go get it. Yeah, go ham. The Commanders are good. I'm talking to these guys like I'm their best friend, and they just want to stay on the line. And they're calling other friends to call. And the phone lines are ringing off the chart. Saturdays, 9 to noon.
AWOD Radio.
So not actually,
he's up and at him at 9 a.m.
Not all callers or calls are created equal. Yeah. If you got a guy on the line for 3 minutes, true. Sometimes it's
are you, by like, the way, are you interminable. Doing that show from your studio here or in D.C., or are you doing it from Richmond, that weekend one?
It's called Theater of the Mind. I'm doing it from somewhere in the DMV every Saturday.
That's called doing it from Richmond.
Yeah. Why would he drive here? To do a three-hour show?
For some reason, I thought he was driving.
No chance.
What did these guys say? Give me a limo ride every Saturday?
What did these guys say? You took a hit on the head? Maybe you did.
You know what? Because he was talking to Russell, and it sounded so good. Yeah. The ISDN line was so good.
No,
it
technology
literally sounded like they were in the same room.
No, I was listening to... This is... When the Commanders were in the NFC Championship game, we did a broadcast on 106.7 The Fan from Philadelphia. And it was Grant Paulson and Denton Day. I thought both of those guys were there. You could hear the crowd noise and everything. Denton was sitting right here.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Adam, God bless you, man. I don't know what to tell you today.
A-10 tournament this week from Capital One Arena. Come on by. It's going to be some good hoops.
Silly bedside manner, AY. <Yeah. laughs>
All right, thanks,
he's your radio
buddy.
Friend.
Thanks, buddy.
Why are you so depressed about your golf swing?
It's complicated. Golf is like, I've come to the realization, golf is whack-a-mole, right? Yeah, you fix on one thing, then the other thing pops up.
You put your finger in the dam, and then another leak comes.
It's infuriating. It's infuriating.
I really work on one aspect.
I come out, it's brilliant, and then you lose the other part you take for granted. Then you just, it's
you
just
still have the chip yips. Did you fix that?
That's another story.
It's another topic.
So is this,
another story.
So golf has affected everything in terms of your mood.
It's not that dissimilar to when I was playing poker 17 tables a day. And if you have a good day, you have a good day. If you have a bad day, you want to kick the dog.
Yeah, you want to like drive off a cliff.
Yeah, it's not that dissimilar.
I got a DM that says, EB's golf swing is off is code for my stocks are wrecked, but I can't say why.
Honestly, I haven't even looked at that.
That's the least. I'll take a lie detector test on that. Everyone's stocks are going to be fine. You guys just got to ride it out. That's the least of my concerns.
I'm riding it out, baby.
Right, so the least of my concerns.
So hold on. So what's the mall?
I've never once contemplated.
What's the mall that's popped up?
All right, well, the most consistent part of my game that I can rely on is my driver. When my driver, I pretty much don't lose balls. You know, I don't hit it 400 yards like Valdez anymore because I'm old. But my driver's good. It keeps me relevant. When the driver goes, it's a disaster.
Is your game a house of cards right now?
It's in a bad place. And then it leaks into my wedges, which are never that good.
Let me ask
but the
you this.
One stupid little thing I worked on is good, but everything else is. It's a game of whack-a-mole unless you're gifted from God.
Let me ask you this.
And I'm not.
You've always been into golf. We grew up across the street from each other. I only played golf with you a couple times because I was never into golf.
I know. I
but
played
back
for 4 years. Believe
you were, back then, you know, you were shooting low 80s, I think, as a teenager.
And?
Okay.
But golf,
aren't you still
always.
Right around there, even despite all the hours that you're putting into it? So are the hours worth it?
Are you trying to help me or are you trying
to Yeah, I'm trying to help
me?
You to say, quit.
It doesn't sound like he's trying to help.
My help would be,
doesn't sound very helpful.
My help would be this. Quit hitting 100 balls a day and just accept that you're going to be mid-80s.
No, I refuse to
You have more fun. Look, it's a misery. Mm-hmm. My advice is, quit being miserable.
It's a misery Wednesday.
Look at him. He's miserable right now because he's put in cakes countless hours.
I know he's put in a lot of hours, and when if things go off the rails, it tilts you.
It tilts you, right?
It just tilts you.
I've also done things I hadn't done in 20 years because of the hard work I put in. I hit the prettiest hosel rockets in the country. My swing's so pretty, and I'll shake it off the net, but that swing is pretty. That's the problem with golf. It's just if it's a very frustrating game. I've gotten better. It's just not. I'm not consistent, you know. I don't know.
All right, why don't we
it's
do
the nature
this?
Of the beast. Wouldn't you say that's the nature of the
it
beast?
It is. You described it very eloquently.
We didn't get to the entertainment page.
I also want am I allowed? I don't even know the rules anymore. Am I allowed to compliment two advertisers that spend heavily?
Advertisers, sure.
I mean, if they advertise, am I allowed to? Is that allowed?
I would think that's allowed.
I'll do that when we come back.
Okay. Also, we'll do the entertainment page, and we've got Game Show Wednesday coming up later this hour. Keep it here.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So let me give you two anecdotes that were actually, they were pleasant vibes yesterday, even though I was still in a dark place about my golf swing.
Yeah.
First was, I had a meeting with my buddy Dave from Offenbacher's. JP okay. Finley was out there recently, mm-hmm. and Offenbacher's really is an incredible place. They do pay me. But I'm just telling you, it's an incredible
great
place.
Stuff.
They have high-end stuff in there. And if you want, like, you've seen my stuff. I have good stuff in the backyard. Mm-hmm. It barely scratches the surface of what they have. They're showing me their swim spot. These things are mm-hmm. unreal. But the guy greets me with a bottle of wine.
Oh, look at this treatment.
He pours out, a glass of wine. I wasn't even planning on drinking, but I mean...
Maybe that ruined your golf swing.
Is it like champagne? What sort of wine are we talking about
here? Dude, I said, I'm not sophisticated.
Yeah.
And he said, don't worry. It was the smoothest red wine. You know, believe me, this guy ain't giving me any
cheap
stuff.
Maybe like a Merlot,
It was some sort of red wine. It was wonderful.
Look at this.
I sat there and enjoyed myself for like an hour.
Man.
And literally just conversed.
Now, so you life know was me. Good then.
You were luxurious.
Life was great.
And it before the
showed
golf
me
round.
All the stuff. And I saw the sauna I'm going to eventually get. I'm so excited. I actually told him, this is what I told him. I said, that's too nice. It's too nice for me. I don't deserve it. Give me, I don't even, give me the scratch and dent. Give me the discontinued model. That's literally too nice for me. I don't need one that nice. It's too nice.
Right.
So that's how what a nice pleasurable experience we're having.
And he probably said, "No, we got you."
Right. Yeah, hey, do they do that? Like if you're going in there shopping, you know how some high end stores.
Their customer service is beyond Chick-fil-A. Like they're all about personal relationships,
right?
And I'm just telling you,
beyond Chick-fil-A,
that's what
amazing.
Like that's what high end retailers do
right.
is that they have champagne and they'll. Take you around, have you sit on whatever.
It's a whole experience.
Yes.
And they're really pushing these swim spas. And, I got half an ocean to get one. They're unbelievable what you could do in there in terms of you get a workout in, you can luxuriate, all the stuff, blah, blah, blah. Okay? That wasn't the point. The point was this guy, I just had an amazing experience with him because we won. Then.
That was, again, pre-golf, right?
No. This
had
after,
to have been.
No. It was after golf. This golf happened 2-3 days ago. It's still a hangover from. Okay. And then this is a side note. My buddy had me on a Buffalo Trace. I was like Amazing Race. He's like, there's 2 bottles left in Centerville. You know, he's sending me the app. You know, do you know what Buffalo Trace is? It's a very popular bourbon. And I'm like, I like it. I like Buffalo Trace. But again, I'm not that discerning of
it.
I'm freaking racing this. I don't even know why. And I go in there and I get the second to last bottle. And I'm like, oh, great. It's great. I'm glad I have it. And then he says, there's one more in Herndon. And I go, oh, crap. And then I have to say that it's somewhat addicting. I'm racing now to the ABC in Herndon because there's one bottle left.
Who are you getting it for?
I like old fashions. I like Buffalo
You're
Trace.
You're getting it for yourself?
Yes. And
you just said that you don't have a discerning palate.
I'm not that discerning, but I have had it. It is slightly smooth. I do like it. And it's cheap. That's the beauty of it. It's cheap. So I'm on this odyssey going on, and I'm on a group chat with a bunch of dads that are into bourbons and stuff. And all of a sudden, I'm doing all this, and I don't know why, but I'm just caught in it. That's just a side note from yesterday. So then I go, and then the guy told me, don't worry, when you go to Centerville, go to Pupatella's, okay, because he listens to the show.
Right.
And so I actually texted these guys.
Nice.
And I said, hey, I'm going to Pupatella. You want to meet me? They both blew me off. Fine. I didn't expect them to make it on 10-minute notice. I go to Pupatella's. The guy, he gives me the nice, he says, what kind of beer you like? And I go,
you're just getting pampered left yeah. and right.
I go, I don't know.
You're like
really,
a king.
Really
why
like
do you
beer?
Seem so miserable? It sounds like you had a great day.
That's what I'm saying. People were so nice to me yesterday. And I go, he goes, do you like IPAs? I go, I think I do. He goes, he gives me this great IPA. I'm sitting there. And then we have these cards. It's literally, this is one of the most insane perks we've ever had.
Sick.
Where we could go to a restaurant and spend $150 a day.
Every day.
Every day for a year. And, you know, presumably. And then if they like us, maybe we'll keep it. Who knows? So I go in there and I ordered 5 pizzas.
What?
I ordered 5 pizzas.
I hope you tipped
you were
them
solo?
On the way out.
I was by myself. I ordered because I'm like, well, I'll give one to my son.
They are kind of, they're small personal pizzas.
They're smaller, more like personal. Yeah. But yeah, believe me, they're good size.
Yeah.
And so I said, but you know, my son, he's home for whatever. I don't even know why my son's home, but he's home. He's working remotely. He'll eat 2 of them. You know, my daughter likes one. I'll get one for her. And then I'll have a couple in the fridge. And
I thought you were going to say throw one in for your wife.
She's out of town. You guys don't even know. I'm playing Mr. Dad all week. And so,
yeah, so you're stocking the fridge with Pupatella.
Yeah,
so they come up big.
I got Mr. beautiful Dad. Buffalo
you're
Trace in my car. I got guys giving me wine in the dining.
You're
the Pupatella
steak. You're the toast of the town.
I mean, I'm just having an unbelievable
what
evening.
What a day.
And I here's what I was going to say about Pupatella's, okay? I know we have other pizza sponsors. I love them, too. But this is about Pupatella's for a moment. You, me, and Drab should meet at Pupatella's one time.
Pupatella, Rick.
Who cares?
Well, I'm sure they do.
What is it called?
Pupatella. There's no ass on it.
Okay, Pupatella. We were at Pupatella. There's like 5 of them, so you can't say Pupatella's?
Pupatella. Well,
if you're going to multiples, yeah. I guess.
So, so we were at, we should do an impromptu Pupatella thing where we just tweet, and it's on Pupatella, it's not on us, but we say the first 15 people to show up, we buy them pizza. We should do that for our listeners.
I don't know if they're going to be down with that, but maybe they would.
No, they just use their cards.
We're using their cards.
They use their
you think they won't be down with
card abuse?
They're using the card for the. No, it's not abuse.
You don't think they would? I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. I'm down for a meetup. It's down for a meetup.
We'll do a random meetup, but you have to. We should do what we should do is announce it on the show because you dummies aren't listening. You're only listening on this stupid podcast. We'll announce on the show. We'll do like some, what do they call that when like Fred Durst band would just show up and do a concert?
Like a pop-up show.
Yeah, we'll
pop-up.
Do like a pop-up. We'll do a pop-up.
Guys, we'll sell merch.
Like a surprise set in
we'll
a comedy
you,
club.
A pop-up. It's probably going to be at the one near Drab and Valdez.
It's a poop-up.
It'll probably be on Tuesday or Thursday.
It's a poop-up.
We'll do a poop-up at Pupatella, and we'll give away free pizza to people. The great part is Pupatella paid for it.
Yeah, it's on their dime.
Yeah.
It'll cost you a dime.
Do you like the idea? You don't like it.
No, I like all ideas.
No, but you don't like this one. I can tell.
I do. It's fine.
I can actually tell you don't like it. He kind of likes it. You don't like it.
He doesn't know the approval process.
No.
I'm psyched for it.
What's the approval?
He's a muckety-muck now. He's a brand manager.
Why would there be approval from anyone? It's my own gift card. I'm just going to give him some of my pizza.
That part's fine. I'm talking about... It's fine. It's a great idea.
I think it's
protocol. He's got to go through protocol.
Oh, my God. Anyway,
Slacks Cahill.
I was having a great day. Go buy yourself a swim spa. I'm getting a sauna. Eventually, you're going to get a sauna when they get them in stock. And get yourself some Pupatella pizza.
And you seem so yesterday. Miserable. I mean, that's great benefits, and yet you seem so miserable.
There's a lot going on.
Because he's a shankopotamus out of the golf course. That's why he's miserable.
There's a lot going on.
It might be all the alcohol.
Is that what it is?
I mean, a lot of alcohol. He's drinking at a furniture store.
He's driving all over DMV for
Buffalo Trace. He's drinking IPAs at the pizza store. We know he's drinking at the golf course.
I actually don't drink that much at the golf course. I don't like that to drink much. When I play golf. I don't like to drink when I play golf because it makes my bad game even worse.
Plus, he's been Mr. Dad, although he's never home.
I mean,
I got to make sure things are arranged. You know, my daughter came to me last night. She said, "What am I going to eat for it's lunch tomorrow?" I go, "What do you mean?"
Pupatello.
I've never done that before. I guess I'm responsible for making her lunch.
Hey, you got to figure out what she eats for lunch.
Where is, she started where, crying because where, I didn't have anything for lunch.
Maybe I should know where is Dina's.
I said, it's 11 o'clock at night. You want me to go to the grocery and buy you lunch? I said, here's money. Go buy lunch. I don't like anything at the school.
Is your wife in Europe or something? Because I know you work.
No, she's at a conference.
Okay. Because I know you weren't going to go to the European vacation that your family wanted you to go on.
He's definitely not doing that.
Yeah. But they're not going to that because there's a celebration of something that happens every 20 years that ruined the whole country.
Okay.
You know, they're not going because now there's going to be everybody in their mind.
Oh, it's going to be
two-packed?
Even
the guy that claims he listens to the show is going to be there.
It's going to be two-packed in Italy?
Yeah, way two-packed.
It's a big country, by the way, but I guess the particular part that she wanted to go to.
Probably if you go to the touristy places, I think,
which is where my wife
would
go.
Hey, you know what makes you think of Italy? Pizza.
Pizza.
You already got that covered.
I got
locked
down. There's so many great ones. I have a anchovy one with, it's got anchovies, green olives. I can't wait to eat that one.
I got a meat lover one.
I got two cheese for my plain daughter who only likes plain food.
I love salt more than anybody on the planet. Anchovies are too salty, even for this palate. I don't know how you do the anchovies on a pizza.
I like anchovies. I said I want to try it. I'm going to try it today because I got five of them. They're going to try one.
You get five more today.
I can go.
Five more tomorrow.
Right. And whether or not, you know, the station likes it, I'm going to do a pop-up at Pupatella at some point.
Good.
A poop-up.
A poop-up.
It's about branding, EB. It's all about branding
here. Hey, that was a great entertainment page. Driven by BMW of Fairfax, EB. Might as well get the plug in.
Oh. Yeah, driven by them, not while you're drinking your Buffalo Trace. Your wine.
I got two bottles of Buffalo Trace. Now I'm on the hunt. Now I can't wait for next Thursday. Like tomorrow, I guess. I guess they come out every Tuesday and Thursday.
Man, you're in the bourbon wormhole.
Yeah.
Two bottles of bourbon will last years for me.
That's 3 weeks at his house.
Now I got to have 100 of them because that's the thing, I guess. BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can always check them out at BMWFairfax.com. I told you the other day, my friend test drove the X7. Absolutely loved it. Get over there and test drive one yourself.
We'll come game show Wednesday when we come back. You can call in right now. Get lined up for that at 800-636-1067. Looking to upgrade your office game? Of course you are, my friends. Swing by PVI Office Furniture, where they've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench right to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play, when it comes to comfort, PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories, too. Mention the fan and you score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today. Elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity nets you a hat trick. Visit us at PVIPVI.com because business grows with PVI.
Coming up in 3 minutes, we're going to give you a chance to win some great prizes on a game show Wednesday. We've got Wizards tickets, Offspring tickets. You can choose any show at Wolf Trap. So call in now at 800-636-1067 to play on a game show Wednesday. Yeah, everybody's kind of waiting for some quarterback news. You don't know who already has the scoop, Cakes.
Ooh, scoop on quarterback news.
Mariota news?
CTESPN.
Oh,
Antonio Brown.
Oh, what is he quarterback saying? News?
He says he has it first. Deal is finalized. Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers, 2-year deal.
Oh, okay. I guess if he's now
what's his track record?
Hit and miss. He's had some big ones, but he also has a few air balls.
Real big ones, real big air balls.
I can't remember what they are, but I'm guessing he has a good Steelers source.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is the favorite to sign with the Steelers.
I mean, the Steelers makes the most sense to me. I actually think it's interesting how this has played out, and I'm kind of thankful that it's not been like this long. I don't know how to the grammatically correct way to you say dragged out, drug out. This long drag.
I'd go dragged out.
This long dragged out story. It sounds
doesn't sound great.
It sounds terrible. Yeah. I don't know how to say that. This long procrastinated
drug out doesn't sound
this
great
long
either.
Procrastinated story of like will he or will he not play? He clearly wants to play.
He's playing.
He's playing. So that's over. Thank God we don't have to go back and forth on that saga.
So anyway, Antonio Brown says Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers. Look, guy really doesn't have many options.
Play for the Steelers, he can play for the Giants. I mean, those are places he can start.
I did hear, you know, I watched the facility sometimes, which is four ex-NFL players doing a show, and James Jones is one of the hosts, and he played with Aaron Rodgers, mm-hmm. and he vouches for Aaron Rodgers all the time. But he was like, he goes, do you know how, I'm paraphrasing, but he's basically saying, do you know how insulting it must be that the Colts signed Daniel Jones to be their guy at quarterback and not Aaron Rodgers?
Mm-hmm.
He's getting a gig over Aaron Rodgers. Like, there's a team out there. He's just saying, there's a GM out there, and they're like, we need to make our team better. We need somebody to challenge Anthony Richardson. Daniel Jones.
Do you want the baggage that comes along with Aaron Rodgers at 41 years old? Like, I mean, I think some teams just don't want to deal with that.
They want to win? Don't you think you would have a better chance to win games with Aaron Rodgers than Daniel Jones?
Aaron Rodgers wins you in 2025.
I don't know.
I don't think they're doing that. They want to give Anthony Richardson a chance to start and to improve and give him competition. If Aaron Rodgers comes in, he's going to be the starter. That's why they didn't approach him.
Okay. Well, if you're trying to win games, I believe it's the third year
for... It eliminates him developing.
It's the third year for Steichen?
Yeah, right? Shane Steichen, yeah.
I don't know.
He better start winning. He better start making some playoff appearances if he likes his job and wants
to retain it. If it's about winning, you know, I think he'd be a good bridge guy. Anthony Richardson, I almost think it's hopeless. Maybe he will be able to turn around. He had less than 50% completion percentage last year.
Well, I think his and Daniel Jones' completion percentage were like neck and neck.
Yeah.
They both stink. So best of luck to the Colts in 2025 and beyond.
All right, we're going to play... Where are they now, NFL free agent edition, for these prizes? Who is up first on
All
the game
right.
show Wednesday?
Let's go to Jeremy in Herndon.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
800-636-1067 is the number. I think this is a softball.
I don't know. We'll see.
Jonathan Allen, former Washington Commander, Pro Bowl tackle, defensive tackle. Where is he now, Jeremy?
Oh,
he doesn't
Lord,
know.
Help me out. I should know this in my step.
No, you don't know. You don't know.
You should know, but
Let's
you don't.
Go, sorry. Let's go to Steven in Reston.
Hey, Steven.
What's up?
Should we stick with that?
Yeah,
you know what?
Give him a freebie. This is an easy one.
Jonathan Allen, former Commander.
Who'd he sign
with?
Where
is he now?
He is with the Vikings.
Yeah.
Yes. Congratulations. We're going to hook you up with those tickets to a show of your choice for the 2025 Wolf Trap season coming up this summer. You got Bare Naked Ladies with Sugar Ray, Ringo Starr, The Empire Strikes Back in concert with the National Symphony Orchestra. Tons of great shows at Wolf Trap. So congratulations.
All right. We have more?
We've got two more prizes. We've got tickets to Offspring and we have Wizards tickets.
All right. Let's go to Sid, Alexandria.
Hey, Sid.
Good morning.
Hello.
I knew the last one.
Well, I hope you know this one.
All right. I think this is a softball, too, because I'm going to pick a quarterback. Where is Justin Fields? Sorry, Sid. 800-636-1067. EB looks a little perplexed.
Yeah, my brain is mush. I don't remember where everybody signed.
I feel like you used to be a Justin Fields guy.
I support Justin Fields because he's such a freak athlete.
He's a very good
he's
athlete.
He's had moments.
All right, let's punch up the next contestant, 800-636-1067.
I'm glad he's not my guy.
Yeah, you're glad Jaden Daniels is your
guy. I do root for him from afar.
Right. You just don't know what team to root for him from afar right now.
My brain is...
All right. Justin Fields is on. EB, you're not going to even take a stab at it?
I'd have to really ponder.
He's on the
it,
New York.
Oh, he's on the Jets.
Jets.
He did sign with the Jets, yes.
Yeah. It's not top of mind for me.
Jared.
Jared, go ahead.
Jared, where is, I'm going to take his former teammate, Davante Adams now, wide receiver.
Yeah. Oh, I know that. No, he doesn't know. He doesn't know. If you don't know it right away, you don't
listeners,
know.
I'm sorry.
I didn't think this game was tough.
The listeners, aside from a small subset, not keeping up with NFL free agency.
I mean, I'm not giving them. I'm not even giving them.
You're giving them marquee names.
I'm giving them a quarterback.
Davante Adams is a huge name.
Yes.
He's a superstar.
Right. I'm not giving you Javon Holland.
No.
All right. Let's go to.
He signed with the Giants, by the way.
Yes.
It's Mac, I think. Mac yes. Alexandria. Hey, bud.
I'm offended Davante by the listeners
Adams
right
is
now.
On the Rams.
He's on the he's
all
on
right.
the Roms.
Yes, he is on the Rams.
Give him a prize for using Roms instead of Rams.
Stay on the line. I'll hook you up with two tickets to go see The Offspring Supercharged Worldwide in 25. That's Saturday, July 19th. Jiffy Lube Live with special guests Jimmy Eat World and Newfound Glory. Tickets on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events.
Hey.
I was going to bump it up. We still have the Wizards tickets, EB.
You don't know where Davante Adams signed? I'm sorry. You're a loser. I mean, you're just a life loser if you don't know who Davante Adams is.
Is he relevant, though? Is he still that relevant?
He's pretty relevant. He's going to be the number two wide out there behind Puka Nacua.
It's a pretty big story.
Like, if you don't know where Davante Adams is playing football in 2025, sorry, you're an out-of-touch loser, in my opinion.
All right.
That's my personal opinion.
Thank God that was one of the few I could get.
Yeah.
All right, who's our next contestant?
All right, let's go to Kevin in Chesterfield. Kevin.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What's up, Kevin?
I hope this should be a softball.
Make it easy.
Should be a softball.
Jimmy, you've heard the callers prior to Kevin.
Yes.
Make it easy.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, I was going to go with Joey Bosa, but I think that's too hard.
Oh, we can't do Joey Bosa.
Too hard. Let's go with DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins, he signed with Kansas City.
Sorry. Don't give it away. Let's go to the next contestant.
He was with Kansas City.
Yeah. Well, you can always re-sign.
I'm offended. I'm personally offended by our
these
listeners.
These are our listeners, Cakes.
These are our
listeners.
By the
way, did we talk about Isaiah Worthy? I don't think we did.
He ended up getting
Xavier Worthy.
He got off.
There was an accusation, then he was cleared.
He was exonerated.
She already backed off the accusation.
He was cleared.
Yes.
Wow.
Who's up next?
Sam.
I was like, did I miss Isaiah Worthy?
I think you're talking about
it's all good.
Sam, what's up?
Yes. Hopkins went to the Ravens. Bosa went to the Bills.
Hey, there you go. You're one of Cakes' guys.
You're my guy.
Hey, you win two tickets to see the Wizards Friday, March 21st versus Orlando. This is a pretty cool deal. They're celebrating Women's Night presented by GDIT.
Read the script.
Fans are invited to hang out post-game for the final Friday night concert series performance of the series of the season. That's presented by Sprite featuring DJ Diesel, a.k.a. Shaq. So that's pretty cool. Congratulations. And that guy clearly knows what a flex player is in a fantasy league.
Oh, yeah, he does. Good for him. He's keeping up with free agency.
Cakes.
As you should.
Who
yes.
did Harold Landry III, linebacker, sign with?
Harold Landry landed with the Patriots.
Yeah, I'll just leave it there.
Yeah, I mean, I guarantee you 98% of our listeners would not know that.
All right, we got to get out of here.
100%.
For Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Coming up next, it's B. Mitch and Finley here on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.